Oh, that was a good clap.
All right.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to the Bon Me and Buzz podcast.
Correct.
I'm Mia.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome.
We already said welcome. It's fine. No, it's fine. We're moving on.
We're starting a podcast because
we think we're funny.
But then also, we already just talk so much that we thought might as well monetize, maybe, hopefully in the future, able to do that. So,
yeah,
we can talk about how we met and then various topics that I want to touch on.
Yeah, the podcast in general is just going to be like,
hopefully by now you kind of get the vibes of what this is. It just... We're a little awkward, but we just talk. And hopefully in a few minutes, when we get into it, we can become less awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
So, we met in college. And we were both in this, like, org. Like, Texas Asian Business Association. Shout out, ABSA. Sorry, that was really aggressive.
Not to me, though. I mean, they're cool and chill, but I found you and I was like, hey, I'm good. Like, I don't need to do all this. So maybe not shout out for me, but like, slay, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I'll tell it from my POV, okay? Because I was feeling really sad and depressed because I broke up with my boyfriend of like a long time. And I was like, dude, I gotta get out there and make friends, because I was COVID year. My freshman year of college was COVID year.
So this was in 2021. No, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta go join club. So I went and joined the club.
So true.
And who do I sit next to? This one right here.
And I was like, yep.
Great time we had. We trauma bonded.
We did. Because at the time, it wasn't like, I think her was more recent. Like, she had literally just broken
like
up with.
Like, a couple days before.
Yeah. But mine was like, I had broken up with my ex-boyfriend, who is my boyfriend now. More on that later. We had just broken up, like, maybe, like, 2 months before that. So I was going through it. I was definitely going through it. And I wouldn't say that I'm an extrovert, but I feel like... My friends would say that I'm...
She's an extrovert, guys.
I think that I am very good at acting like an extrovert. But anyway, so I was also kind of sad, but I'm like, okay, gotta go out there, do things. And I had already been in ABSA like a year or two before, but because it was COVID, so it's like, I was in it, but like, you know, what did we do? So it was like a general meeting, so we met and then we had food. The meeting had food, right? So
not that meeting though, but
oh, okay, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
after that I was just kind of like, hey, good to meet you,
want to hang again? Yeah. Literally that. And I was like, oh my god, yes.
And so I need this. The rest is history.
Literally, we went on a hike.
Mm-hmm. We went on a hike like a month after
and
that.
I went in my Crocs because Crocs are a great shoe, guys. And please sponsor me, Crocs. I have so many pairs.
It's true.
And can't confirm. I tore my beat up Crocs. I mean, I took them. I took my beat up Crocs on this hike. And there was a part in the hike where everybody was jumping and I got FOMO. So I wanted to jump across the rocks too. And it's like a baby jump. It's not
it's
even
not
that
a
serious.
When she said everybody's jumping and I got FOMO. It's not like.
It is serious.
But
it was.
Okay, but it's not like it was like a big gap or something.
That's what I was just about to say. It wasn't anything crazy. It's a little jump, a little hop, if you will. Okay. And I did the hop. And I fell on my knees, my hands.
It was so sad.
Great.
But the thing is that, like, one of our other friends were recording everybody jumping through. And then, I all of a sudden I heard, ah, are you okay? Are you okay? And then I see her. Like,
was fully not
fully and then
fully embarrassed myself. Okay, and then I didn't know like half these people.
That's true. Nothing else to say there. So we were like in a fam. Like, and you guys say you have like different families, and I think this was like in March or something, and so the school year is almost over, so we're like, oh, let's go on a hike. So there were like maybe 8-9 of us, but so I asked her, and then a couple people from ABSA, but then I also asked like 2 or 3 of my friends outside of ABSA, which I had also just met, and so they came along too, but like a lot of people like didn't really know each other super well. I mean, we have only met for like a month or two, so like we also
maybe
didn't
even
know,
a couple weeks.
So maybe we didn't even know each other, so it's just like a bunch of people like yappity yoppity hoppity. And so
that's why I'm saying she is an extrovert, because she is the connector of all these people, like, who a true introvert as myself
I don't
would not be going around planning things. And I know this because I'm in two separate, like, you know, you're one of the connectors for me. And then I have another friend, shout out, who's also a connector, and she is extroverted, and she also has like a bunch of introverted friends that she connects, and I feel you are similar.
So I don't think that I'm like, I don't think I'm an extrovert, but I also wouldn't say that I'm an introvert. Like, I just think that it's a I think it's just a spectrum, of course. And then for me, I think I'm just like a little bit more extroverted, but I also like need my alone time. Like, I can't, you know. Also, again, we were also very sad. So I was just kind of like, all right, just gonna do things to not be sad.
Good for anymore. You. When I'm sad, I just ice cream alone time. Sulk in my thoughts, but no, I'm better now. Not as sad anymore. Woo.
Yeah, so we went on the trip, and then we went on the hike, and then I think we went to like a karaoke thing together as well. I don't know how long after that, and then very shortly after that, like maybe 4 months after we met, we went on a trip together to Chicago,
which was crazy.
With like 5 other people. My
Which
brother
was
also went.
Crazy. Like, why did I do that? Didn't even know you.
And it was so expensive. Like, nothing was. It was the most expensive domestic trip that I've ever taken. And then I don't know how I managed to convince like 6 other people.
Like I
to
said,
go.
you are the connector that we all just blindly trust and follow, because we are followers.
And the thing too is that, like, outside of my brother, because my older brother went with me, he had just gotten out of a relationship. There's a theme in this friendship at this time. This is a point in time. So my mom was like, hey, you're going, like, take him, like, he needs, you know, like a pick me up. And I was like, yeah, sure, because I love him, he's cool. Look, outside of him, everyone else, no, I also had a high school friend who went with me, and I've known him for like years, like a long time. We were really good friends. But everybody else was like, we had just met, maybe not longer than 6 months. And we all just said, whoa.
We said, hey.
Let's go.
What's up?
We did.
And it was chill. And I liked everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
I don't know.
I don't want to say this.
Yeah, that was fine.
I'm going to cut that. that was a fun trip though, regardless.
I think so. I think I liked the trip. I liked Chicago, but it was a tumultuous, many dynamics were forever changed after that trip.
Correct.
Do you want
correct
to talk
I had
about
the fattest crush on one of our mutual friends. Shout out, you know who you are. The only And no shade, no tea, no shade. Okay. The only reason I had this fat crush.
He was also at the hike, by the way.
So. It's because he was the first guy who I befriended who was not crazy. And we had a lot of things in common. And he was actually a nice person. And so I was like, wow, I think I like this person.
I think I like this little life. This little life.
So yeah, but it's fine, and we're chill now. We're besties.
Yeah, He's a very cool, he's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be one of the nicest guys you meet. Mm-hmm. But, so at this at that point, how long have you had a crush on him? Like, maybe 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everybody knew about him.
Oh, no, everybody knew. Yeah. I think he...
I don't know.
There's no way he didn't know.
Okay, it I feel like we keep so saying that. And obvious. I just feel like we keep underestimating how...
Men don't think.
He just doesn't. Period. He's just like, ah. Like Bambi, true. Just like, like stepping on this golden leaf. Like, just not thinking about anything at all.
That's very true. I, yeah.
Yeah, and I also had, because I was like, don't start.
We're starting.
But my boyfriend at the time, right now, we have like known each other, been together for 4 years, but we had broken up at that time. So we were broken up. And so I had started seeing this guy. And now I'm thinking about what I should say, what I shouldn't say. Because she knows.
Oh, I know.
Because I think at this point, me and this guy had been on a date for like six or seven dates at this point. And like, we all kind of hung out together, just met him like that year, or like within the past like five months. So we went, so it's not, we weren't dating or anything, but I think we were just like seeing each other. And that was very, that was made very abundantly clear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can sense where that's, this is going, but on this trip, we we came into the trip having certain relationships, statuses, I guess. I don't know how to say it. And then out of the trip, after 3 days, having very completely different ideas of what was going happening. And there was another two friends of ours was in the same situation as well. So.
A wild trip, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a little crazy.
A little
crazy. But it was fun.
And it was the first of many trips that we would take.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, we want to talk about our most recent one.
Okay, yeah. So
Okay,
so I'm from Vietnam, born and raised, which is, I mean, and also maybe we should have said that. We're both Vietnamese.
Yes.
Which is the reason.
If you couldn't tell, we are both Asian and Vietnamese.
Yeah, which is why that we named the podcast that. And we didn't want to say anything like pho, because it's just kind of like overrated.
Like too many pho, like phenomenal, pho, nasty.
What the pho?
Fantastic.
But sure. Fantastic, sure.
Screwed that
not
one up.
Not good, not good.
Anyway, yeah.
So I was born and raised there, moved to the U.S. when I was like 13. 12, 13. I go back every year, usually in the summer, but also sometimes during the winter time. Because of school breaks and stuff like that. In the most recent time, so this past December, I took a couple of friends back. So I took her and then three other friends. So there was five of us. And we went there. And then since my parents live there. So we were just like traveling everywhere. And so we went to Ho Chi Minh. And we went to Hanoi. And we went to like Central. So like Da Nang. We went to Ban Hills. And then we also went to Bangkok in Thailand. And okay, I don't know if I'm gonna get canceled for this, but I'm from the south. I'm like from Ho Chi Minh, south of Vietnam.
My family is also from the south. Oh, I'm born and raised in the U.S. I am Vietnamese American, but my family is also from the south. Continue.
Okay, so we went there, we flew into Ho Chi Minh, the airport there, and we spent a couple days there. Like, oh, so good, cool. And then, well, one of our friends got, like, food poisoning. But,
so,
you know,
it wasn't cool for him. But, you know, I had best soup of my life. I freaking love soup.
It's, we got great food.
Yum.
It wasn't from the food. He just, like, had an iced tea and was not, did not react.
Yeah, don't
well
drink
to
the
it
sussy water, because yeah, you don't, we born and raised yeah in America, don't have the microbiome to
do not
handle that.
Yeah. And he's also just kind of like a, I don't want to say a sickly person.
All right, we don't got it.
But I feel like he just got, like, kind of maybe, like, a...
A bad batch.
Yeah, like, a worse, slightly worse
immune system. Maybe they didn't wash that cup, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
That could that's possible. And so, and then we went to Hanoi after Ho Chi Minh, and then we walked, like, worked our way down after that. And Hanoi is the capital of Vietnam. Beautiful, beautiful city.
Yeah, but
I'm not from there, and so I've been there a couple times. My uncle's there, but we did not vibe with the city. Not all the city. Just there's some parts that was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a structurally like older city because it's like the capital. Like it's there's less skyscrapers, I think, and like there's just like it's just more traditional. And so we went to this one like Airbnb.
We booked it and it was $5 a night for each of us. So just imagine, we're like jumping at the chance because we're like, oh my god, a deal. And we were looking at this,
yeah,
we're like, oh my gosh, pictures look fine,
yeah,
it's fine, area is fine, close enough. We get there in the middle of the night.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah. And immediately smell hits us in the face. And we're like, ooh, this is no one. Okay, the thing is, actually, no one says a thing about the smell. Not one.
Yeah,
not one of us. We're like just, you know, going about the thing, like getting ready to do the next thing.
It also was like a very big, it had like 3 bedrooms too.
Yeah.
So then we were all, you know, so it was like a good place, but, I get layout wise.
Yeah.
But
again, but the like it's ventilated everywhere. So it's not really like walls. Mm-hmm. Like you can kind of what I'm saying is like the smell permeates throughout the whole thing. So I was taking a shower and that's when I see a pile of mold in the corner. It was so disgusting. And then okay, so we're all just in our heads like this for hours. We're just like, okay, it's fine, like it's fine, we'll deal with it.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the night when we're laying our head on our pillows, right? Can't sleep. None of us could sleep.
so we all called a council meeting
into a room and we're like, hey guys, so the smell is really bad and I think we need to leave. I don't think they wash the pillow sheets because they smell like sweat. And you know that if you're, you know, the green
mm-hmm. yes, the eagle.
The eagle. Green
oil, yeah.
Mm-hmm. to try to mask
oh my god.
To try to mask the smell. Her sister was like, guys, I think I'll put a dab this under my nose. Because I can't stand this. And I was like, girl, give me some of that. Because same. It was actually the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life. And I'm not exaggerating. I do exaggerate a lot of things. I won't lie. Like, you know, it's just fun that way. But this, I'm not.
I also think that it's just the fact that, like, it's not like, you know, like, if there's a bad smell, you kind of, like, smell and you go past it. But this, you're just kind of, like, sitting, marinating in the smell. And it's just there. So it's worse every passing second that pass. So by the end, we were just like, no, we can't do this. And so, like, in the middle of the night, we were just kind of, like, booking another place, hoping it won't smell. And so we went to another place.
The ride there.
is a story in and of itself. So the... us, right? So me, like, friend, and then my sister also came as well. And so we're like, okay, we'll split like 3 and 3 because we have luggages, all this stuff. And so me, her, and like my boyfriend now, who also is my boyfriend then, we took like what's equivalent of like a cab ride there, and then the other 3 people, my sister and my 2 other friends, took another grab. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when we're in this cab ride, we walk in and like I guess everything, because we're just like, okay, finally we're getting out of like like mold smell. We're like, yeah. Okay, great.
And up until this point, I you know, every time we get into a grab, because I'm Vietnamese, right, like I can understand like very very basic words
because you're like grandma,
because I yeah. And so I always try to avoid sitting in the front, but for some reason we were rushing, you know, and I end up in the front seat. Continue.
And so we're like in this cab ride, and like normally it's fine, normally they're chill, they just don't say anything. Yeah. They just drive. Mm-hmm. But this guy with like the thickest, like northern Vietnamese accent, was like, start talking to Sarah, and he was just saying stuff.
And I don't know what he's saying, cause like, I'm late. It's late. It's late at night. I'm tired. It's friggin' stinky that I just witnessed.
Right.
And I didn't have brain power to like hear what he was saying. And so, you know, when you don't really understand it, someone talking a different language, you kind of just like, you know, smile and nod. Like, yeah. Oh, like, yeah, like, you mm-hmm. know, hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he kept talking, and then he asked questions like, oh, like, are you Vietnamese? Like, why are you not responding? And then, so I said something else. She's like, oh, yeah, like, she's in me, but she didn't grow up here. And then he started just, like, being really mean and was like, well, like, she looks fat and, like, clearly, well, she's not even Vietnamese then because she can't even speak Vietnamese and, like, she eats, like, whatever. And then we're just like, what the hell is going on? And so I kind of told him, like, well, yeah, whatever. I was just, I don't know. I don't honestly remember what I said, but I kind of said in an attitude. I was like, well, she didn't grow up here, so what do you expect her to do? Like, I think that kind of, like, that line.
What am I supposed to do here, guys, in this situation?
Yeah, like, what do you want from me? What do you want from us right now?
I think he just wanted to vent, honestly. he's a sad old grandpa and didn't.
And he's bald also, right? And he's bald. Okay, this is...
And also, he wasn't in the best shape either, so I don't think he should be judging me. Anyway. Oh, he was saying, like... No, he wasn't. He's saying, like, oh, like, back in my day,
we
didn't even have enough food to be that fat, whatever.
And I was like, what is happening right now? What? Are you not providing us a service right now? No, what's happening? It was just so odd. And then in the middle of the ride, he pulled out... Okay, 11 p.m. at night. He pulled out a hat and he put it on.
Completely stopped talking. Completely stopped talking. And me and her boyfriend were just kind of like...
Like, and he put on a cap and I'm like,
and
why?
I'm just in the front seat like not knowing anything that he's saying. Like, I didn't know any of this until she told me after the fact. Like, I thought he was just saying stuff and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was smiling. He's probably calling me fat and all these things. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Like, yeah. Map to lose. Sure. Oh, and I just didn't know, and I'm just smiling and having the best time.
Yeah, and then we got out, and then so honestly, the place that we booked, like, I think it was like a little bit further or something like that. There was like some other instructions, but we just wanted to get out of this cab ride. I was just like, no, we need to go. And it's like sprinkling, like, it's like not raining, but it's like sprinkling, and we're like dragging our like luggages
through the streets of Nam.
And we were just like, okay, like, where is this, like, Airbnb that we just booked? Like, I'm trying to call people, and, like, I'm just like, okay. And it's just at
the distance. In the distance, we hear.
So this, like, guy in his house or garage or something, like, singing super high, like, loud karaoke about this song that is, like, a breakup song. That she's like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry 1,000 times.
With so much emotion. And he was playing that song on repeat, guys. It was honestly a vibe.
It was a vibe.
Because it was raining and, like, it was dark. And he was selling it.
But... Meanwhile, that was happening to us. For the other three people on their Grab ride, the guy with the weakened immune system, right? One of our friends, his name is Will. He lost his backpack or something. And then so, like, we're in the rain trudging through. And then I get a phone from my sister. I call from my sister. And he's like, oh, Will lost his backpack. We lost his luggage. Like, we have to, like, wait for it. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, no. Like, this night cannot get any worse. And so I finally find the people. We go up to the room. And then, but we're waiting for them. Because, like, they had... I think what happened is they went on a Grab. And then... No. When we got back to the house, Will forgot his... backpack in the cab, and so they realized that, so they had to like call him and like find him to find the backpack. So I mean, they did end up finding the backpack, which is like a very chaotic experience for every single person that night. So
fun stuff.
Yeah, man. I think like a day or two after that, we like went to a different city, and then it was just like the weather was so much nicer and everything. Mm-hmm. And we had a tour, so it was just like
everything was taken care of.
Good hotels mm-hmm. and good food and everything. Mm-hmm. But that was just a memory
that I will never forget. A smell that I will never forget. Stinky Hanoi.
And then. Isn't that like when we went to like the new Airbnb, like they didn't have like a washer and dryer, so we were just like hanging our clothes in front of the fan all night. Yeah. It was a very Southeast Asia experience.
It was so fun though.
Yeah.
So fun.
I think all of us at one point or another like got to our limits and on that trip.
But super honestly, like I would not go if I didn't have her. Or like a translator, because what the heck, I'm gonna get scammed and kidnapped. I fear I am way too gullible.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I'm a very like cynical. My brother described me as cutthroat,
which is true.
Okay, I don't think that I'm a cutthroat person. I think I'm just very logical.
Okay, what do you think? Okay. Okay. What do you think cutthroat means? How would you describe cutthroat?
Is like people who might step on other people to get what they want. I don't think that's fair. What do you mean? What did you think it was up to this point? What do you mean? See, this is what I'm saying. I've just been branded very incorrectly. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But I think I'm a very, like, I'm pretty blunt and I'm very, like, logical. So sometimes I think I can come a little, you know, whatever.
Cutthroat.
Yeah, but that's why. Mm-hmm. But maybe because I'm not, like, super trusting. I think the chances of me being kidnapped is low.
But also, like, she knows the language.
Yes.
You know, and that's a big thing, too.
And I know, like, I grew up there. So, like, I know, like, where things are generally. She knows generally. The streets, yeah. Guys. Yeah. I know, it's my streets.
It's her, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we've done a lot of things together. I mean, like, we did a fashion show. Like, I honestly, like, when I met her, I think I was just, obviously, like, going through things. We both were. But, like, mm-hmm. I think I was extra, like, putting myself out there because it's just, like, you just got that motivation, you know?
Mm.
You just want to, like, do things. So we did a fashion show together, which is crazy because...
Like, what do you... What?
Because we're not those girls. Like, we're just not that.
Clearly we're not. Like, if you're watching this on YouTube, clearly.
Oh my God.
Clearly, this is not our thing. But it was really fun. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice. It was for this small business. And you got it randomly. And you were like, hey, you want to do it? And I said, yeah. Why not?
Yes.
Sounds like a blast.
So it was like this like clothing company. Mm-hmm. And it was like very like it's a local business in Austin, Texas. And she was making like swimsuits out of like recycled materials, but then there was also like shorts and t-shirts and stuff like that. Shout out BDFO.
Lifestyle.
Yes. Slay. I personally paid money to buy some clothes from. I bought some shorts from them, some shirts from them. I love it. It's so comfy and it's like very nice, and like it's kind of like empower, like they're trying to like empower women because like there's no size, like there's no like small, medium, large. It's like one heart, two hearts, or three hearts. Mm-hmm. So it's like very nice. It's not like you're not defining yourself as a size, so check them out. But we did that, and then why we're doing the pod. I mean we've known each other for 2 years,
which is not a long time, but I feel like we vibe really well.
Yeah.
And kind of crazy
because I mean I feel like that's why, like, you know, we went on trip and stuff like that. We did a lot of things I think people would not do if they met somebody in that short amount of time, because I think we knew that we got along really well from the beginning. So it's just easier to like do a bunch of stuff with each other. And so we've been on like a couple of trips now, and like obviously we talk about a lot of stuff and like we know a lot of things about each other. So I found this podcast called The Basement Yard by the two co-hosts, Frankie and Joey, and I think they've known each other for a long time, and like we really like the podcast. We really like that podcast.
Yeah, I just really like their dynamic because they're like besties, and you can tell that they're besties. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just so fun to watch because they're just like hee hee ha ha all the time. Right. And we're hee hee ha ha, I feel. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think we also want, so we wanted to do that. And then, I mean, as we're looking into it too, like, I don't think, at least I don't know, like, a ton of like Asian American, like, podcasts, especially like female, like there's not a ton of it. Like I feel like this podcast space is very much like
men
and like especially like white men, you know. So I feel like it's nice to have
variety
diversity. Mm-hmm. So that's why we want to do it.
Not us bringing DEI.
What do you hot mean? Topic. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote down a couple things that I wanted to talk
about. Go ahead, girl. Let's dish it out.
So I don't know what's been happening in the past couple of months, but like so many people are getting canceled for good reason.
Mm.
But it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I used to be such a big fan of Cody Ko.
Oof.
Like, oof. Like a big, like I watch him all the time, like every week.
Were you a fan since his like early days?
I don't think it was like his like starting days, but I've been watching him for like 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
So it definitely not like when he's, because he's been for a while, but like I used to watch his channel. I used to like listen to the TMG podcast, which is still running because Noel is like still doing it, which he's doing a great job. But like I used to like,
I was a fan. So I knew that she was a fan, and I never really watched any of his videos, but then the button series really caught my eye. I was like, oof, that's mm-hmm. funny. That's hee hee ha ha.
Hee hee ha ha.
Perfect content that I like. And then all the stuff started coming out. Yeah,
because you also follow like Tana, right? Or do you listen?
I follow Trisha Paytas. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like her. I like her podcast a lot.
So did you find out because she was on her podcast, or how did you
I think I really like Trisha's podcast, but then I watched a couple of episodes of Canceled when the whole mm-hmm. thing was happening because I was intrigued. I was like, ooh,
yeah, because it was so crazy. And like the thing is, guys, I bought merch.
She bought merch, and not just merch for herself. She bought a shirt for me too, which is so nice and kind. And then she does this thing where she'll go like, she'll text me because she lives in Dallas. Yes. So I live in Austin. She'll text me. She goes, I have a surprise for you. And I'm like, okay, like, can't just say that. And then she doesn't elaborate. And then I forget about it because I'm forgetful.
Right.
Which is, I guess, fine to do that. But anyway, I come over and she's like, I got this.
No, so I did that a lot. Yeah, I do that a lot because one time, so Sarah's a really big fan of Pitbull.
Yes.
Like,
the only bald headed man that I really like. I really like Pitbull.
Yeah, so one time I was like, I have a surprise for you. And then I saw this like live, love, laugh banner with like Pitbull's face on it.
It's
on
pink
on Amazon. There's or hearts. Something and then I just sent it to her house.
Yeah, she did. And my mom opened it and she was like, what is this? And I was like, oh, and it's all coming back to me. She sent me the surprise.
Yes, the surprise. So same thing with the merch. So I bought merch like a month before everything broke, and like I don't think I've bought any of his merch before. But I like kind of like the drop that was happening. It was like, oh, like who let me have fun? Haha. Like I was like, oh, that's cute. Like whatever. And this happened. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So like, she tells me she got it. And I was like, oh, because she told me after the whole thing had happened. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
Because indeed. I would have ate that up before.
The yeah. Whole
thing. I was like, yay, thanks. So much. But then.
Yeah,
I was like, oh no,
which is horrible because like do? I think it's so true what they were saying, because I watched D'Angelo Wallace's video, but before that I watched a video by a creator called Amelia, I think. I'm not sure if that's her name, but she like I think that was the first video I saw, and then D'Angelo's video. And I feel like those videos kind of like put it on like mainstream like YouTube, because after that kind of like Charlie talked about it, and then Cinnamon Toast can't talk about it, and like all the big creators then started talking about it. I think when I first heard it, I was just kind of like, I think I definitely was doing some like mental gymnastics in here. And I was like, oh, like, no, but he wouldn't. Oh, no, like, he wouldn't. Even though I don't know this person.
Right.
Like, at all.
Right.
He's like, right, fully so much older. Like, you know, I don't like this, you know, but like, I feel like his brand is so like, oh, like, I'm a personable guy. And like, right, you know, his wife, I guess his wife, you know, Kelty is also like a podcaster and like a YouTuber. So you just kind of feel like, you know, them.
It's a parasocial relationship.
Yeah, it really is. And then, but then after I watch the whole video, I'm like, yeah, no, like, this is me making excuses for this man. Because this, right, is horrible.
That's horrible.
Like, that's so horrible.
And he still hasn't said anything.
And he's
like,
not going to.
Like, you think he's just going
to... And his wife, Kelsey, was, like, had just, like, gave birth to his son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's so messy.
Yeah.
And then he freaking did a DJ set.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Like, what do you... He played that song.
Like, that's so crazy. Like, that's actually so crazy.
Yeah.
And like the only person out of the two of them that has said anything is like Noel, because he has like, this is his job, right? They have a company, they have people that they employ.
Mm-hmm.
So like Cody kind of just doesn't do anything, and Noel's just trying to clean up the mess. And then,
so do you think like he's not gonna say anything ever? Like, do you think he's just gonna pop off the face of the and retire?
No, I don't think... I think he'll come back. Mm. I think he'll make a video, but I don't know when. I mean, I could be wrong, but like, I think a year or 2 years in YouTube is just like it's like an eternity, you know. So if he like started making a video again like 2 years from now, like, I wouldn't be surprised.
But do you think you would still support him, like, watch
me?
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever do, because it's like, it's pretty clear like what kind of person he is now,
right?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like there are certain things, like, I get, like, like a business-wise, like, not responding is less damaging, I guess. I don't know. But, like, responding and saying sorry and, like, you know, taking accountability, all that, is the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think it depends on, like, what it is. But this is serious. Yeah. But I also see that, like, maybe he doesn't want to, you know, like, admit to a crime.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like... Yeah,
but I thought, like, did somebody say like the statute of limitation is already... I don't know. Yeah. I'm just making it up. Yeah, I don't know actually.
But also, like, I don't think Tana would
like press charges.
But I think he just doesn't want that to tarnish.
Yeah, because for me, it's like he can just stop doing YouTube if he wants to, but at least say sorry first.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, I don't know, because it's not just him though, like, deciding that kind of like affects, because their main thing is the podcast. Like, that's like, I think that's their biggest following. I think that is like the biggest stream of revenue. I don't know, but that's like their biggest, like, I would say, like, existent, like, online. And it just kind of like affects other people. And he owns a company, he employs like 20, I don't know how many, but like producers, other podcasts. Like, so I don't think that I can support that. But I don't know if I will watch like Kelsey stuff if she started making again. Like, I don't know. Because I don't think this is her fault.
I guess.
He did this like 10 years ago. But I also don't know. I mean, I don't know who they are. Very abundantly clear now.
You know? True. But yikes, man. You just really never know.
You never know.
You never know.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Even people in like real life, it's kind of hard to tell if they're, you know, like, they can just, like, even if you meet someone at like a coffee shop and they seem like a cool person.
Mm-hmm.
But what if?
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. That's just so crazy. I don't know. It's just so many things that, like, because in my mind, I'm thinking, like, well, you know, like, these things came out, but then all of the crazy, horrible things that famous people or influencers or YouTubers might have done that didn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's...
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
The world is a scary place.
the world is not your oyster. It's just a scary place, dude. Like, what are you?
Whoever said that.
What does that even mean, though, actually?
What does what mean?
The world is your oyster.
It means, like...
Well, I know what it means, but why is it?
What do you mean?
Why is oyster, like, the metaphor for, like, oh, you can do whatever you want? See?
Maybe because you can open... When you open...
Opening an oyster?
Oyster, you could have a pearl in it, or is that, not.
Is it oysters? Or are they clams? I don't know. What makes...
I don't know.
Very unproductive conversations. That leads to nothing.
I was just saying.
I think that. It could be. But do oysters make pearls?
I don't,
or are those clams?
I don't
know. I don't want to sound stupid right now. Yeah, let me see. Why is it?
Oh, I wanted to look up if oysters have
pearls. Okay.
But you can look at that too.
Do oysters have pearls? Yes.
Oh.
They can produce pearls, but they're rare to find wild oysters.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
The world is your oyster.
The world is your oysters. We stand behind that now.
Okay.
But so that happened, and then the Mr. Beast stuff came out. And obviously we're a little late, but like it's still happening. Things are like
Lunchly. Okay. What the?
Stupid. Yeah.
So stupid.
So did you watch like all the Doc Pack videos? Do you know Doc Pack?
I think I know.
He's the guy that started posting all the videos about whatever, like exposing quote unquote Mr. Beast. Doc Pack,
the former employee.
Yes. So I don't know how many videos he released now, but I know like at least three. But like every single time, it's like supposed to be like more and more and more serious stuff. And I watched the first one, and then the other two I just kind of watched creator covering it, but they obviously take clips from his videos, and it's crazy. And the thing is, even before all of this breaks, like broke, like we don't like Mr. Beast.
No. And the more that I talk to people about Mr. Beast, the more I find that a lot of men love him or are very neutral. And I'm like, you have no opinion on Mr. Beast is crazy. Or like you,
after the news already break. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Because their argument is like, oh, like he's doing so much good in the world. And I'm like,
but he's also doing so much bad in the world.
So like that doesn't really, that's net zero right there.
I feel like, I don't know. I used to like him like when he was first. So I'm a big PewDiePie fan, which, you know, just, I already know that statement alone. Like, okay. But I do like him, like especially like as he became older. I think he's very much like,
she has PewDiePie merch.
Okay.
Hey, she's a merch buyer, guys. It's okay. It's fine. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. But so I like, and you know, he's like in Japan, like with Marzia, like living his life. Like he's not. I just feel like he's not. The phrase I would use is he's not clawing for relevancy. Like he's like, he know he's obviously. All these people, they made so much money. Like, they don't need, they don't need, you know?
Right.
And obviously, he had some controversial thing in the past. But, like, I'm a fan. I'm a PewDiePie fan. But I found out about Mr. Beast through PewDiePie. Like, it was when he and him and T-Series were, like, doing the war. And he was, like, advertising everywhere for PewDiePie.
The sub-war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's, like, how I knew of him. And at first, I'm like, oh, like, this is like, cool. Like, he's, like, doing a bunch of, like, philanthropy, and that's really cool. But then he started going on podcasts, and then I started like listening to them, and then I'm like, this guy is kind of odd.
Let's see, this is the problem with podcasts. People be saying too much, and look what
self-reporting.
But yeah, no, I think my first interaction with him, my first time seeing him talk or something, was in an interview. And I was just like, this guy sounds stupid. Like, why? Because I think it was a clip of him talking about his requirements for a girlfriend or like a wife. Yeah. And I was like,
mm-hmm. As a woman, as a girlfriend of someone.
You can't, like, God, you just.
It just seems very like. Because I believe that he's a very smart person and his IQ is high. Like, I think that's pretty obvious. Like, but the EQ is.
See, because, like, not... sometimes I feel like IQ doesn't even matter if you're that, like, low on EQ.
Yeah, I'm so serious. It just seems so, like, it's a very, like, at least how I feel it, like, mm-hmm. a very two-dimensional way of looking at life. It's like, for example, the requirements is like, okay, but, like, what's the point of having all these requirements for a person if you're not gonna, like, actually love them? Like, I just feel like love doesn't come from requirements. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems very, like, lacking of, like, empathy or, like, lacking of, like, emotional.
Yeah. And he's just, like, uses his followers to gain.
They're all kids, too. Like, yeah. Come on, dude.
Like, you're just literally taking candy from babies. That's what Mr. Beast does, guys. Don't support that man.
Yeah, and I feel like the more that comes out, and I feel like
the more I'm so getting confirmed that, like, it's good that I didn't like him because he's a bad person.
And it's just so consistent. Like, all the information is consistent with each other. You know, it's all consistent of, like, oh, this is a type of, like, he would do this and this and this, and they all make sense to be in the same mm-hmm. area of.
I think he's just very, like, power and money hungry, and that's where you go wrong.
Yeah, and I think, like, so one of the first times that I was like, oh, this is weird, is like, he went on, I think it was Logan Paul's podcast, but I don't know exactly what podcast, and somebody had asked, like, oh, like, do you want kids? And he said, like, oh, yeah, like, similar to, I'm not quoting, I'm paraphrasing. Similar to, like, Bill Gates or Elon Musk or Steve Jobs, like, I want kids to be able to pass on my genes. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's a weird take.
Yuck.
Like, that's a weird take. And the thing is, like, I guess, like, evolutionarily, that's not, that makes sense. But I just feel like that's, I have never heard another person say that about their kids or wanting to have kids. He was the first person that I heard say that. So I was like, oh, that's, like, so you don't want to, like, love them or, like, I don't know. It was just very odd. Like, it's just very, like, lizard, like, robot guy.
That's the thing with billionaires. They're all a little odd.
And then now everything that came out, and we're just kind of like, okay, like, come on. Like, did you know about the, he wrote a, production manual.
Mm-mm.
So it got leaked. So he wrote, like, a production manual that's, like, so long. I don't know how many pages, but, like, talking about, like, what, like, how to be successful in, like, Mr. Beast production or something like that. Mm. And it's so toxic.
Oh.
It's so toxic. So I don't know if you know Rosanna
Pansino.
Yes, yeah.
I do.
So she is, like, she made a video mm-hmm. on going over the leaked production Oof. Manual. And it's literally so, it's like, I remember it being like, it's just, like, a very toxic work culture, which is, like, very much what he, it's the opposite of his image, right? Like, that he's trying to portray.
Mm.
And so it's like, I remember saying, like, it's your task and your priorities is, like, number one. Like, you have to do it. There's no excuses. Like, if you help somebody else and you fall behind yourself, that's your fault. If, mm-hmm. like, the building is burning and you don't get your task, then that's your fault. Like, it's, like, very, like, I don't think it's new. I think that's, some of that is in corporate culture today. But it's just, like, but that's him, too. And I feel like so many people complaining about, like, oh, like, the corporate, especially, like, Gen Z, like, we complain, we, like, you know, we talk a lot about, like, having work-life balance, we fight for that, and we're like, oh, like, mm-hmm. like, boomers, corporate culture, it's toxic and everything, but, like, he is that, too, as well.
Yes.
Which is very damaging, and, like, just harboring, like, allegedly, sex offenders, mm-hmm. and It's just like, and just like a lot of like alleged sexual harassment complaints within the company itself. Mm. His mom is the head of HR for his company. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ew.
Imagine you file an HR complaint and it goes to the boss's mom.
No.
Checks and balances.
Donde está?
Donde está? Like, that's so crazy. Do you know what this feels like to me? It's giving, like, Elon Musk. Like, not in the sense of the same things happening, but, like, I feel like Elon was portrayed to be, like, a cool billionaire for a really long time. Mm. And then, I don't know when, but, like, around COVID time, I feel like a lot of his, like, opinions came through. And then now we're just kind of like, okay, like, you need to, you know, like, it's just like, so I feel like it's a lot of, like, an image trying to portray. And then, like, it just kind of broke.
Yeah, I think that's, know? Like, you know, Cody Ko, same thing, right? It's the same kind of thing. And once you say too much, it's over.
It's Jover.
Bubble is cracked.
Yeah.
And mask is off. And you are exposed and canceled. So hopefully we know.
And I also just think it's crazy that, like, I mean, I watched, do you know Ludwig?
I know of Ludwig. You know Ludwig, yes.
He's, I think he streams. He does some YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. I don't really follow him super well, but, like, he's obviously like a very popular creator. So he did a video on, like, when all this first broke. And he mentioned in there that, like, Mr. Beast was going to, like, respond. And he hasn't responded. And you know what he did instead?
What?
Released Slenchily.
Typical Mr. Beast move. Oh, my God. Ugh. Yuck.
Yeah.
That is yuck. He's so yuck. He is just so yuck, period.
So I just think it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, like, what else? What else? What else is there to say about this, honestly? And then, so this is crazy because you would say, like, you would talk to guys about this when everything already, like, gone down. And they're still like,
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, are you a sheep? Who else has been canceled?
Dr. Disrespect was before Cody, but I don't really know. I don't really watch his content, but it was another, like, he was, like, texting with minors and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I don't know. Oh, did you hear about how Kendrick Lamar is the headliner, or he's going to perform at the Super Bowl, the next Super Bowl? Yeah.
What?
So everybody was like, oh my God, like, Drake, it's like he's gonna perform like they not, like, not us.
Like, yeah, like, it's not like it
in front of like millions, like hundreds of millions of people.
Yes. Do I personally I really like Kendrick Lamar, and I don't like Drake.
I don't really listen to Drake. I mean, I listened to like maybe one or two songs, but before, I mean,
he's got a lot of hits
before. Yeah, but I like Kendrick a lot. I think he's cool. Yeah. And he's just, I mean, he's just good. Like, he's just like people. A very good rap, like a very good songwriter, yeah. Very good rapper.
Whereas Drake,
oh, I don't, okay.
I'll take, I just don't like Drake. I just,
yeah, I can swear, I don't really know anything about him, but,
he's just an odd, silly little man.
Okay, like, also, like, do you know how, like, the memes happened when, like, it's like Drake's the kind of guy too, and then like a bunch of descriptions.
Like, what kind of descriptions? Like girly pop descriptions?
I think
it's
so.
It's because he
like, I don't know.
He shaved in his hair a heart in his like, okay. Right here, and people are like, oh my God. Like, Drake is so. You know.
Yeah. So here, this is subreddit. Like, because it started popping up on my feed, and I was like, where did this come from? Because obviously, I don't listen to him. I don't really follow him. Just remember that Drake, the type of guy that says G Louise.
Yeah, sometimes, like that. Yeah, like sometimes he'll just be like kicking his little feet sometimes, or like, you know, which is fine. Like, you don't have to be masculine all the time, and I like that he embraces his feminine side. I do. I like that about him. I can say that.
Drake's the type of guy to open a bag of chips with some scissors.
Oh my God.
See, like, I didn't know this background. Yeah. I was just like, this doesn't make any sense. Drake's the type of guy to hire an escort and then ask if she's in it for the money. Like, what does that even mean?
No thoughts on that.
Jake's the type of guy to respond tee-hee, tongue out, when getting a compliment by text.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine that and him kicking his feet. It's just... it's. Or, you know, also what started when he was on that 21 Savage song?
Which one? I'm not really... sorry, guys. You're going to see this really quick. I'm not into the
Frick, to do the lore. I even know... No, I know the song.
Well...
21, can you do something for me? Can you I don't know.
See, I think
it was like really like the way he said it, which is why
fierce. Mm-hmm.
It was really fierce from the way he said it. So people were like, oh, and this thus, you know, Drake embracing his feminine side.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I just did not know that was
that was the lore. MO. Like that, yeah. That's so funny.
Anyways, oh, did you see the video of, I don't know how I thought about this, but I the video of Ray Guns, the lady at the Olympics. I think you know the break dancer. Yeah. There was a video I saw on my feed about of her husband, who is also her trainer.
You showed me this.
Like the video of him, and he's also like the silliest moves. Busting out the silliest moves
with the most confidence, and I aspire to be just like that because it takes a lot.
Yeah,
confidence.
Do you think you're gonna go to the Olympics, like in LA, like the next one? Because it's gonna be in LA. Like, yeah,
attend.
Mm-hmm.
You meant I was gonna be
competing? Yeah. Okay.
I was like, what would I even compete? No. Any. I don't know. How much are the, like, I don't know.
I feel like I think
it depends on how much. If it's expensive, I'm not going.
But I feel like people, okay. I feel like, hang on. I feel like people who want to go might, like, plan in advance so that it will be less expensive. Like, they'll try to book a reservation, like, way before or, like.
It's not happening until 2028, right?
2020. What year? Yeah, 2028. Sorry.
Time is hard. I don't know. That's a long time. I got a long time to think about it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would go. Would you go?
I don't like LA very much.
Oh.
So that's a that's in the con column. But I mean, it would be cool to go to Olympics. Like, I've never been to any Olympics related events.
I think I would rather go if it was somewhere more fun.
Like, where would you think?
Like, I would go to Paris.
Oh.
But it already happened. And I don't know how expensive the tickets were, so maybe I wouldn't have even gone.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
Okay.
It was expensive.
So.
And also, like, everybody, like, hated the tourists. So, like.
I mean, yeah, that happened, you know, everywhere, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might go to the winter one more. Off likely, like it's gonna be in like Utah or like Denver or something like that. I feel like that would be cool.
Yeah
Is the Winter Olympics usually like less crowded?
I don't know. Or I'm not into Olympics lore like that.
Well, me neither.
Yeah,
I it would be really cool to like see Simone Biles though. You know, I feel like that would be really, really cool.
Do you think she's gonna go?
I don't know.
Because like
she's gonna get older, right? Yeah. So I don't know if she's gonna. How old is she gonna be in her 30s? Or is she already in her?
I thought we looked this up, but I.
Oh, we watched like her
documentary on Netflix. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, we got a few sayings from it. You gotta, what is it? Her husband said something on the podcast.
I don't remember.
You go through
you go through what you grow through. You grow through what you go through.
It's so good. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
She's 27 right now. Be 31. I guess it's not that.
Not too bad.
Oh my god. She's 1 year older than Owen, my brother. That's crazy. Imposter syndrome kicking in real hard.
Okay, X out of that tab.
But I think I would go for her, like, or like that would be a big reason to convince me to go.
Mm.
And I'll also go because I feel like the synchronized swimming is also very cool.
That is cool. What else? I feel like.
What else is like a cool, like a anticipated event?
Not an avid Olympic.
Me neither. I know gymnastics is a big thing.
I like swimming.
Swimming. Yeah. Swimming is cool. Oh, Katie Ledecky. Mm-hmm. She's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's so crazy.
Yeah.
That says it. That's the take, guys.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Olympics is crazy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
guys.
For listening. Come back to yes. hear more yapping.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a better setup. Hopefully I'll
no
have
no promises
some...
though. What's wrong with this?
I will have some like decorations maybe. These little guys.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's so fine.
This is
chill.
Podcast on a budget.
This is
we're literally filming on an iPhone right
now. As we discussed yesterday, okay? We're not high maintenance people.
We're not.
And we just kind of be doing things.
Yeah.
And that's our podcast. Okay.
Bye. Bye. See you again. Come back, please.
Like, subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Bell notification.
Comments.
Please
follow us on our socials. It will be in the description.